This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.
Good. Just had a crazy, amazing first service, and just incredible what God's doing over the last week, really. Last week, as you know, we kind of began to, my grandma, who's been really a spiritual leader for me for the last just 2 decades, just showing me what faithfulness looks like, what believing God looks like, and I had an impression to have her come up and pray. So she came up and prayed and just began to release faith, began to release the word of God concerning people that needed healing, people that needed God, you know, a touch of God in their body, in their emotions, wherever it may be in their life. And we began to see some amazing, amazing things happen in the services last week, and miracles and getting testimonies of people's healings and different things God was doing in their life. And I'm going to share some of those things as we go forward in the service. But God is on the move. Amen. And I'm glad you guys are here this morning. And really excited to get into this this message again. Last week, started a series of messages called Launch Out. Everyone say, Launch Out. And you can open your Bibles with me, if you will, to the book of Luke, Gospel according to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, and we're gonna begin reading in verse 1, and I think we're going to read down through verse 7. But for those of you that are visiting, my name is Pastor Jason, and man, it is an honor to be with you this morning. As I've said, God's been doing some incredible, incredible things here at Celebration. We just had an incredible Thursday night with our youth, had a great outreach. So many hands went up for salvation in our teenagers, God doing things in teenagers. Come on, somebody, amen. It's incredible. You know, they could be doing a lot of different things, and here they are in the house of God, encountering God on a Thursday night, and God just really kind of doing some great things there. So excited for that. Luke chapter 5 and verses 1 through 7. I don't think I've introduced myself, did I? I'm Pastor Jason. Yeah, I did do that, but I didn't get to this part. My mom and dad, Pastor Terry and Karen, are out of town for this week. They are the lead pastors here at Celebration, and they send their love and just kind regards to you, believing for a great weekend for you and your family. Aren't you glad for Pastor Terry and Karen? And they're going to be driving and doing all kinds of good stuff, going to Utah and all kinds of good stuff with my dad's brother. So, but they'll be back and excited about that. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. And we find that it reads like this. So it was, as the multitude pressed about Jesus, everyone say Jesus, to hear the word of God. Notice that they pressed about the multitude. Now, a multitude, and we get down further and it talks about multitudes. So multitude in the Bible, it could be anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000. Multitudes can be 10,000 to 15,000. And great multitudes are between 20,000 and 40,000 people. So these are not small gatherings. Miracles are beginning to happen. Signs and wonders are beginning to take place in Jesus' ministry as he goes from city to city, healing the sick. The Bible says he went about teaching, preaching, and healing those that were sick, teaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And so we find here that this is a huge crowd. So this multitude, I was kind of this morning just kind of putting myself in that environment. And notice that it says, so it was that the multitude, everyone say multitude, just a bunch of people pressed about to hear the word of God. It kind of reminded me of a concert type setting or something like that, or a really, really popular movie that you go out and see the 12 a.m. showing to see it before everybody else, that Adam and I have learned is absolutely a bad idea, because it seems as though the air conditioning goes off about 11 p.m., and so at 12 p.m., Adam is literally hiking his pants up to his knees. He's like, bro, I got to do what I got to do. It's hot in here. And so, but anyway, whether it be a crazy movie like that or this incredible concert, Coachella, whatever, you know, that man, there's just these throngs of people. And if you've ever been in a big crowd, Disneyland, thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody. I mean, you got to pray to go into Disneyland. It's supposed to be the happiest place on earth. I just need people to use deodorants, all I need. Hallelujah. And so anyway, but you've been in these big environments where it's like you're excited about what's going to happen, but then you're around Mr., you know, hot, funky breath right here to your left, and your personal space is being completely violated, and you have Mrs. No Shower next to you, and, you know, she's environmentally sensitive or just... Anyway, but you know, you've been in those big crowds where you're like, Lord Jesus, if I have one more person cut in front of me, I'm going to need to get saved again. Come on. And so this is the environment that these people are in. They're going to Disneyland. They're going to the big concert, but really they're going to hear Jesus because they're hearing of the miracles, the signs and the wonders that he is doing. The good news is, church, they were going to hear the word of God, and you this morning are here to hear the same word of God. If there was power back then to heal and to deliver, there is power right now to heal and to deliver. Does anybody believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Come on. If you do, somebody shout yes. Amen. And so this is where we find ourselves. And so Jesus now stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And, you know, I think if you keep playing, I'm going to keep feeling this worshipful vibe. And I think I got this comedy vibe just for a second. Come on, everyone give it up for Amanda. She did amazing. Come on, I'm grateful for the entire team. They're here hours before anybody gets here, and just grateful for the sacrifice and the commitment that they have made to serve in the local house. Somebody say amen. Amen. Appreciate the help, really do. And it says here that they came to hear the word of God by the lake of Gennesaret, and Jesus saw two boats, someone say two boats, standing by the lake, and the fishermen had gone from them, and they were washing their nets. Notice that, they were washing their nets. Then Jesus got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and he asked Simon to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. And when he had stopped speaking, now this is a group of, you know, 15, 20,000 people, he said to Simon, notice that, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Now, this is peculiar because, God has a way of asking us to do things in inconvenient moments, right? Like, I know we all come and put our church mask on and want to look like we have it all together and we are super saint and, you know, come on. But there have been situations in your own life where God has asked you to do things and you wrestled with God like Jacob. Come on, somebody. And so we find this is peculiar because Simon has toiled all night. He's worked all night. He's exhausted. Simon is a fisherman. He's got a fishing conglomerate. He's a businessman. He's got overhead to pay. He's got payroll to pay. He's got people working for him, employees that he can't pay because they have toiled all night and caught nothing. And now he's got to go home and tell his wife, we have no money. We have no food to feed the kids. This is one of the worst nights of Simon's life. And Jesus shows up. And Simon is sitting there discouraged, distraught, not knowing what to do or where he's going to go right now with his life because of these situations that he's in. And Jesus shows up and gets in his boat. Jesus has the audacity to get in Simon's boat. I bet Simon was like, okay, now you want to use my boat? Where were you last night, Jesus? Come on, somebody. Where were you when I was fishing all night? You're supposed to be the provider. I heard you multiply fish and bread. You didn't multiply jack for me last night. And you got the audacity to step in my boat. I'm sure Simon didn't say that, but I wonder if he might be feeling it. Right? Like, we got our church mask on. Like, oh, this is irreverent. Come on, somebody. Let's be real about it for a minute, because there are sometimes we get caught up in our feels. I'm caught in my feels this morning. I'm in my feelings. Because listen, life comes at all of us, and the devil, the enemy of our life, comes at all of us and tries to get us to see life and see situations and see what God is doing in a totally wrong perspective. And I'm sure Peter was feeling all of, Simon was feeling all of this. Yeah, now he wants to use my boat. He could have used my boat last night. I would have said, I'm glad to let you use my boat last night, Jesus. I got employees, I got children to feed, they like to eat, Jesus, and now you got the audacity to step into the same boat that you could have used last night, and you're going to step here and teach the multitudes, oh, you're popular, you think you're all that in a bag of chips, I could have used your help last night, Jesus. And here he is teaching the multitudes of people. And yet, here he is, Simon's washing his net, maybe going through all of this in his mind. This man could have helped me. He's the miracle worker. And man, this is horrible. What am I going to tell my wife? What's going on? This is one of the worst nights of my life. Washing his nets, getting his gear together, standing there, hearing the teaching that Jesus. And the good news is that while Jesus is preaching the word, faith is coming into Simon. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How many of you know when faith comes, fear has to go? When faith comes, depression has to go. When faith in God comes, the lack has to go. When faith in God comes, the suicidal thoughts have to go. When faith in God comes, the darkness has to go. Aren't you grateful that when faith comes, whatever the devil has thrown at you, you can speak to the mountain and command it to be thou removed and cast into the sea? And if you don't doubt in your heart, you will see what you said come to pass. Does anybody believe that our God still has power to remove mountains from your life? We've seen it over and over. We've seen it in this church. And so now faith is coming into Simon's life. And we pick up the narrative right here at verse 4. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. See, Simon may have seen it like, here he is preaching to the multitudes and he's using my boat that is about, I'm going to have that repossessed. My business is going under. But maybe Jesus wasn't being insensitive. Maybe Jesus wasn't being audacious. Maybe Jesus came and stepped in Simon's boat to let him know, you may have had the worst night of your life, but when I get into your boat, everything changes. Come on, am I preaching to anybody in this church that says, I've been through some hard times, I've been through some difficult times, but I can testify in here, Pastor Jason, with you, that when Jesus gets in your boat, there is nothing impossible to them that believe, and Jesus can still change everything. Hallelujah. Come on, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's okay to say so in church. And so then we find here that Jesus says, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught absolutely nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. It is important that we spend time in our relationship with God, listening to him in his presence and making sure we hear the instruction that he's giving to us for each day. Here he says, and when they had done this, notice, nevertheless, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled their partners in the other boat, come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they both began to sink. This is a miracle, the miracle working power of God and the miracle provision of God, the miracle breakthrough of God coming into Simon's life. And the reason why we're reading this is because God can do the same thing for you. There is nothing too hard for him. We need to expand our faith and increase our expectation. If you believe that, somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so now let's go back and pull a few things out. I'm going to just go through a bit of review of what we went over last week, and then we'll get into some new territory this week. If you're excited about it, somebody say yes. Launch out into the deep. And when I began to read that last week, God said launching out into the deep is symbolic of you going to a deeper place in your relationship with God. How many of you know that God always has more for you in your life? You just have to make a decision to go further in your walk with him. Somebody say amen. So go further in your go to a deeper place in your relationship with God. Go further in worship than you've been, okay? If it's been a difficult season, you haven't been worshiping at home, begin to get that worship on. Ladies, when you're getting ready for work or when you wake up, have that time where you worship God and you spend time worshiping him and giving him glory. It's amazing what God can do when we simply choose to worship him and magnify him. Amen. And so you begin to worship him further. Go further in praise. Go further in serving. If you're not serving in the church, find a place to connect. Be a part of something greater than yourself. Help Celebration Church, really help Jesus Christ through Celebration Church reach this city for his glory. Amen. And so go further in your Bible reading. Do something this week, purpose, be intentional about going to a deeper place in your relationship with Jesus. Jesus says, go launch out into the deep, go into a deeper place. Because notice that when Simon obeyed, when they did get to the deeper place, they began to bring in a catch, a blessing. They began to bring in a breakthrough that was eluding them all night. This is review, but notice they had been fishing and toiling all night, but when Jesus showed up and said, I need you to go to a deeper place, and I believe God is showing up this morning and saying, hey, whatever's been going on in your life, I need you to go to a deeper place with me. There, because notice, what was eluding them all night, they begin to catch simply by going to a deeper place. So maybe you've been looking for a financial breakthrough. Maybe you've been looking for blessing in your marriage. Maybe you've been looking for favor on the job. Maybe you've been looking for emotional stability and peace within and healing in your body. What if you would just go to a deeper place with Jesus, all of a sudden, now notice this, here's what God said to me. He said, notice the fish and the breakthrough and the success in his business and the financial breakthrough that was eluding Simon's nets all night long. Notice that when they went to a deeper place, what was eluding them was now attracted to them. There is favor and blessing when you choose to obey the words of Jesus and go to a deeper place in your relationship with God. Now, don't be condemned about this, because sometimes when I hear messages like this, I'm like, oh man, I should be praying more. I should be reading more. I should be doing more. Don't be condemned. It's not about what you've done. It's only about from here forward what you do. Come on, somebody. So, and it doesn't mean that you immediately need to be Smith Wigglesworth. We should all be headed to perfection, and we should all be reaching to do what these mighty men and women of God did, and walk in and see the dead raised, and walk in and see miracles happening, and pray and heaven open and hell shut up. Come on, somebody, that we should be walking in the faith of God. But listen, if you're not there next week, don't let the devil condemn you. Just keep taking steps forward to a deeper place. Amen. I said this last week, that it's not fun in the shallow end. Come on, man, when you go to the pool when you were a kid, nothing was happening in the shallow end, just a bunch of kids splashing, just the frustrating, annoying stuff happening in the shallow. But when you go over into the deeper end, come on, there's a water slide that gets to go down. There's a high dive. The exhilarating stuff, the rope swing, is over on the deeper end. And I'm telling you, God is saying, listen, quit being bored. Quit being bored in the shallow end of your relationship with Jesus. Begin to make your way over into the deeper end, because I've got exhilarating things for you. I've got anointing that can change cities if you go to a deeper place. I've got prayer mantles that I'll put on you if you go to a deeper place. I've got a mantle that can reach high schools if you'll go to a deeper place. I've got an anointing that'll reach your family if you'll go to a deeper place. Come on, quit living in the shallow end and say, I'm choosing to go to a deeper place. Come on, somebody say yes. The good news is you don't have to get there tomorrow. You just got to keep taking steps towards the deeper place with Jesus. God can do a lot with a little bit. You're saying, well, my God, how do I get there, Jason? All I know is, I mean, he can take 5 loaves and 2 fish and feed 15 or 20,000 people. What I found out is all I got to do is get him the little that I have, and he can work miracles with it. Hallelujah. Man, that's good preaching right there. Wow. All right. So then, notice this. What is waiting for you in the deeper place? What does God have waiting for you in a deeper relationship with him? Notice what was waiting on Simon was financial breakthrough, was provision, was the answer to prayer, was breakthrough for his business and for his life. It was waiting for him, but he first had to go to the deeper place. What does God have prepared for you if you will just begin to go to a deeper place with him? He is good, and he wants to meet you, but we have to decide to go further. The Bible says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. There is power when we choose to obey the words of Jesus and go further in our walk with him. Now, this is kind of some new territory now that we're going to get to. Notice verse 4, Jesus said, let down your nets. In other words, I need you to expect to catch something significant in your life. When you come to church, we don't come to church and look at the preacher and say, I hope something happens. We come to church and say, you know what? Today I'm letting down my nets. Today I'm expecting to catch something that is going to change my life forever. I have expectation that before I leave this building, I'm going to be closer to Jesus. I'm going to receive impartation. If I need healing, I'm receiving it today. If I need deliverance, I'm receiving it today. Because I've got an expectation that there is nothing too hard for my God. I've got an expectation that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For my God, he is with me, my rod and staff, they comfort.
for me. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. I got an expectation that if God be for me, who can be against me? I got an expectation that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Is there anybody in this church that has expectation that my God is alive and he's moving today? Hallelujah. Woo! I'm about to share some miracles with you, and I'm telling you, I'm just getting your motor started. Hallelujah. Putting some gas in the motor, and we're about to see God do some amazing things. If you believe it, somebody say yes. I feel like I could sing for a minute right now. Yeah. All right. Woo! Jesus. Now, notice this. Notice that after one of the worst nights, one of the worst seasons of Simon's life, Jesus shows up right in the middle of the worst night and the worst season of his life. And Jesus says, I know you've had one of the worst nights. I know you feel like giving up. I know this season has been very difficult for you. But listen, what I'm telling you now, Peter, is that if you'll obey my command, I'm going to take you from the worst season of your life into the best season of your life. Now, I don't know who that resonates with. I don't know if you've been through a very difficult time, but God is saying to you, if you will obey this word, that go to a deeper place. You're about to go from the worst season of your life into one of the greatest seasons of your life. If you believe it, somebody say amen. Notice he had to go to a deeper place to catch this, to receive this incredible blessing, to see this financial and miracle breakthrough. He had to go to a deeper place. And when I began to think about a deeper place, all of a sudden the Lord took me to the Red Sea. God's people were now fleeing Egypt from Egyptian bondage and the reign and terror of Pharaoh. Pharaoh is a type and shadow of Satan. He's a type and shadow of the devil and all of his forces. So here we have a picture of God's people just being delivered from Egyptian bondage, from satanic bondage, and now they're running into they're going to the promised land. But then all of a sudden, Pharaoh's heart is hardened, and he begins to chase and pursue God's people. And so now we've got the picture of the devil and his forces chasing God's people, and we have the impossibility of the Red Sea. There's no way to get 1 million people across the Red Sea, but God all of a sudden says, I need you to go into the deep. Come on, somebody. I need you to go into the deep. And so Moses, stretch out your rod. And he stretched out his rod. And so here we have the enemy chasing God's people and the impossibility in front of God's people. But God says, I need you to go to a deeper place. And if you'll go to a deeper place and not be afraid. Come on, somebody. I know the devil's chasing you. Have you ever felt like the enemies from your past are tormenting you and haunting you and chasing you like you've been delivered from depression, but it tries to chase you? Come on, somebody. You've been delivered from anxiety, but it tries to chase you. You've been delivered from addiction, but it tries to chase you. You've been delivered from discouragement and lack, but it's trying to chase you. It tries to come over, tries to scare you. So you got stuff breathing down your neck, and you've got this impossibility now in front of you. And God says, that's okay. Just lift up the word of God and go to a deeper place. And is anybody ready to go to a deeper place this week? And the Bible says that they all begin to cross on dry ground. And the Bible says that their enemy followed them into that water. But when they went to a deeper place, the Bible says that God began to close the water on every enemy. And every enemy that was chasing them drowned in the deep waters of the Red Sea. Here's what God told me to tell you. Your enemies can't swim. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing. Depression can't swim in the deeper waters. Anxiety can't swim in the deeper waters. Sickness can't swim in the deeper waters. Hallelujah. I said your enemy can't swim, and I prophesy over you that as you go to a deeper place, those enemies that have been tormenting you and harassing you, they're about to drown in the waters of the power of God. If you believe it, somebody give God a shout of praise in here. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody say launch out. My. Now, there is a couple of things I want to say before I begin to tell some stories, I believe. Simon said, I have toiled all night. When Jesus launched out into, go to a deeper place, Simon. Trust me. Have faith in my word. Go to a deeper place. And Simon said, Master, we've toiled all night. We've worked all night. We're exhausted. We've already worked all night. Nevertheless, at your word, I'll let down the net. Jesus said, let down the nets, plural. Peter said, I'm so tired. If it wasn't you, Jesus, I'd cuss that person out. I'll let down one net because it's you. Come on, somebody. I'm grateful that Simon wasn't perfect in his faith, but he was persistent in his faith and still got the breakthrough. Woo! I feel like telling somebody, don't let the devil tell you that you're not going to receive because you haven't been perfect with your faith. You haven't been perfect in your confession. You haven't been perfect in your tithing. You need to say, shut up, devil. I may not be perfect, but Jesus was. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be persistent in my faith.
Hallelujah. Here's what God said to me. He said, most people find themselves, many Christians find themselves in verse 5, in the A clause of verse 5. They find themselves right here. I've toiled all night. I have been working and trying to make this life better, but I have caught nothing. I feel the anointing coming in here. Here's what God said to me. He said, here's where my people find themselves right now. I've been working and toiling in my life, trying to make it better, trying to achieve success, trying to get out of hell on earth, if I'm honest, trying to survive and keep their head above water. But even though they have tried and toiled and worked so hard, they have caught nothing. They have nothing to show for it. The debt continues to pile up. The business isn't turning a profit. The marriage is still volatile and painful. The career is in a major holding pattern with no advancement in sight. It seems as though things are getting worse and not better. The insecurity in their lives, the fear and anxiety in their lives is still paralyzing them and holding them captive. They are exhausted. They are discouraged. And they are realistically looking at giving up. God says, this is where many of my people find themselves. But then he spoke to me one more thing. He said, but there's good news. He said, because just as there was a nevertheless inside of Simon, there's a nevertheless inside of them. I said, just like there was a nevertheless inside of Simon, there's a nevertheless inside of you. I feel like giving up, but nevertheless, I will go and I will continue to stand in faith. It's been hard, but nevertheless, I believe that God will perfect that which concerns me. I feel like quitting, but nevertheless, I still believe no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. I don't know what I'm going to do, but nevertheless, I still believe that though sorrow lasts for the night, joy comes in the morning. Come on, is there anybody that has a nevertheless on the inside of you? Man, God does incredible things with a nevertheless that comes from you. Notice this, that Simon and his company of men went from toiling all night with nothing to show for it to obeying one instruction from Jesus and having a net-breaking, boat-sinking breakthrough. What if, now here's where you're going to have to use your faith and the imagination and eyes of faith. What if God has a net-breaking, boat-sinking, blessing, favor, and breakthrough for you and your family, and it's one step of obedience away? I don't know what God has been speaking to you. I don't know what his instruction has been to you. But I am here to tell you that God can do a whole lot with one step of obedience. One step of obedience. So last week, how much time I have? Yeah. Last week, I felt impressed to have my grandma Forbes to come up and begin to pray. Because in the last week, now y'all ready? I say, y'all ready? Y'all are believers in here, right? Okay. In the last week, we have had at least 3 cases of what the doctor was sure was cancer, canceled in Jesus' name. I think we can do a little bit better than that. 3 cases of what the devil thought was cancer, but Jesus showed up and said, I got a name that's above cancer, and I'm going to cancel that cancer. Hallelujah. Somebody give Jesus a shout of praise. 3 cases. 1 case, Dad and I went to pray for the individual. They were in the hospital. incredible. This young man and woman were full of faith. They were in the hospital, served here at the church, faithful, committed, dedicated to the Lord. And the doctor walked in and said, I am 99% sure this is cancer, but we're going to take the test and wait for the test on Monday. Dad and I went to see him the day after the prognosis, the day we got the news, we went and we prayed with this precious family in the hospital. We prayed and released our faith together. We basically joined our faith in agreement with theirs because they were already believing. And so then they waited for the test. And I think it was Monday, I got the text, no cancer. Hallelujah. Come on, the Bible says, whose report will you believe? We believe the report of the Lord. Come on, I'm just whetting your appetite. Can I just brag on Jesus for a while here? Hallelujah. Then that means you need to help me. We need to get good at celebrating other people's victories. And listen, this environment should be so electric that the Bible says the breeding ground of expectancy is the breeding ground of miracles. Hallelujah. And what I need some of you to do is to shake yourself and say, I don't care how long it's been. I don't care how long we haven't seen what we've been believing for. This could be the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We choose to rejoice. I need somebody in here to give Jesus a real praise for 3 cases of cancer being canceled. Somebody shout yes! Come on, I feel a giant waking up. Hallelujah. Feel the giant of Celebration Church waking up and God saying, I'm going to use you as a light into a very dark city and there will be revival in this city. Hallelujah. So 3 cases of cancer canceled in the name of Jesus. And so we begin to tell this story, and I love this, that then there was a brother who came up to me after service, and he said, I have been believing God for my brother to be delivered from alcohol for 10 years. A decade I've been believing God. And last week, the brother had just come into town, just come from a rehabilitation center, been walking in sobriety now for a number of days and weeks. And so he comes, and the brother said, I've been praying for 10 years for my brother to be free from alcohol. I also want him to come to church and give his life to Jesus. But every time I've taken him to church somewhere else, he gets up and walks out before the service really even ever begins. But last week at the beginning of service, I had Grandma Forbes come up and begin to pray, and God began to move all over this auditorium. Hallelujah. And so the brother said he didn't know what to think exactly, but he began to lift his hands because he felt something he'd never felt before. And after the service, this brother who had been prayed for 10 years came up to me and said, Pastor Jason, thank you so much. This is the greatest experience I've ever had in my life. I don't know who in here can rejoice, but what if it was your brother you've been praying for 10 years? I came to prophesy. The devil said your family's never going to be saved. Your brothers are never going to be saved. But I came to call the devil a liar and said he's the first of many. We're going to see household salvation. Hallelujah. Woo! Come on, somebody say it's happening. Come on, say it's happening. Hallelujah. Come on, I said it's happening. Glory to God. So then now, so we begin to do this, and then people are coming up after service and saying, man, this is, God is doing this in me, and God is doing this in my family, and it's incredible. We begin to get testimonies of different things. And then Thursday night, after we had a powerful service with our teenagers, that's why every teenager needs to be here every Thursday night, because they'll get introduced to a presence that they can't ever shake. Hallelujah. And it changes their life. The anointing turns you into a different man. The reason why your teenagers aren't acting like who they're called to be is because they're not under the anointing enough. Hallelujah. So anyway, that being said, it's not a choice if my kids go to church. It's not a choice if they got a lot of homework. I place more value on God's presence and anointing than I do them getting a 98 instead of a 92. But anyway, you're welcome. You can bless me and put a check in my pocket later for that, but it's going to help you and your kids down the line. Hallelujah. My daddy said, you can play sports, you can do what you want to do in high school. And I was an athlete, kind of a star athlete. And so he said, you can do it, but you're going to come to church. You might have to come to church in your uniform, but you're coming to church. I tell people I was on drugs. They drug me to prayer meeting. They drug me to choir practice. They drug me to youth. They drug me on the weekend. My daddy was bigger than me. He said, one thing you got to know, you're going to live under my roof. You're going to be in God's house. Hallelujah.
And so anyway, we had a powerful service. The anointing of God was here. Many people gave their hearts to Jesus. And then I love this. Hallelujah. This young girl who had been coming to, she started in 2SM. Family never been in church. Started in 2SM 5 years ago. And is still coming. Because you go, why do we need to have these big events? Oh, I don't know. Because it's changing people's destinies. Because we're populating heaven and depopulating hell. I said we're populating heaven and depopulating hell. Whatsoever things you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever things you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we loose the power of the Holy Spirit over you, your family, and this next generation, and we declare they will be everything God has called them to be, and we will see the greatest move of God this earth has ever seen. The Bible says the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, so this is scriptural. And so this woman, this incredible young lady came up to me. She started coming to church without her family, praying, weeping in worship for her family to start coming to church to get to know Jesus. And so she's believing for her family. And so now 5 years later, someone say 5 years. Don't give up in the process. Hallelujah. 5 years later, she's here. And this last Sunday, we began to pray. Grandma Forrest began to pray. And we began to pray. And she, her mom was here. They had just taken bone out of her mom's forearm to reconstruct her nose. Skin grafts, the whole deal. They had just taken the bone out to reconstruct her mom's nose. They took an x-ray. Obviously, the bone is not there. There are screws and plates. The whole thing's in place. She comes Sunday. She's here, kind of new to church. Raising her hands, and she told her daughter, I feel something all over me. I feel something all over me. And she said, and so she, her daughter is crying and weeping because she knows it's the power of God. And they go back to the doctor, and they take another x-ray. They take another x-ray. And the surgeon says, I don't know how to explain this. But in this picture a week ago, there's a whole fragment, a whole section of bone that we took out that's gone. In this new x-ray, that bone that was gone is now there. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name you shall cast out demons. In my name you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Somebody give Jesus a big shout of praise. Hallelujah! Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah! Is there anything too hard for my God? Hallelujah! If God be for you, who can be against you? And glory! I just believe that if God can do it in Reading, He can do it right here. If He can do it in Toronto, if He can do it in Brownsville, if He can do it in Africa, He can do it right here in Salinas. Glory to God. And so she, I mean, it's just hallelujah. God's doing things and God's moving. And then this morning after first service, a sweet, sweet lady, elderly lady came up and she said, will you pray with me for the young man that used to be my son-in-law? I said, sure. So she told me what was wrong, and so we began to pray, release our faith in God, and thank God Jesus is still our healer. Amen? And then she said, Grandma, I don't know if you remember this, but she said, I don't know exactly the relation of the baby, but this baby was related to her, and they came and they brought this prayer request to the healing service, and the baby had been diagnosed with leukemia. And so they brought the healing, they brought the request to the healing service. And by the way, many times you need healing, you just need to come to this healing service. Hallelujah. Come to the healing service, man. And they're seeing miracles happen, and that healing service happens every week here at the church in Big Kick. And so they brought the healing request. They brought this prayer request, and they began to pray, and they all prayed together as a group and praise God for the victory, and then they went back to the doctor, and the baby went through more testing, and the tests came back absolutely negative, no leukemia.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Because he's alive. And he's moving today. Someone say launch out. What does God have for you? What does God have for you? If you'll just go to a deeper place. You know. Life is boring in the shallow end. It is. When you have all the potential in the world to swim and to experience the depths of who God is and the power of God in your life, the favor of God in your life, the peace of God in your life, and here you are just floating along, got your little floaties on. Right? I'm a new Christian. I'm a new Christian. Well, cool. We want a bunch of new Christians in this church, but you can only keep your floaties on for so long. Eventually, you got to kind of begin to venture out. Even if you don't go to the deep end immediately, just start taking a few steps. You know how it is in a pool? You just kind of start getting deeper. And you know. I'm not going to the club. I'm not backing it up. I'm just... Start going deeper, man. Start going further in your... In other words, if you haven't been reading your Bible at home, begin to read it. Start with the scripture. Get the verse of the day and begin to do that. If you've not been worshiping at home, begin to do that. If you're not serving in the local church, go through Discover Course and begin to serve. Begin to connect. Someone say connect. But whatever it is, you've got to begin to move into new depths in your relationship with Jesus. Now, those of you that have gone beyond that and you're praying 15, 30 minutes, an hour a day because you have found the life-giving presence and life of God, when you come into the presence of God, then remain and just do something this week. Be intentional about doing something this week to go further in your relationship with God. Because here's the thing. It's not that God is legalistic, but there are conditions. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their way, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. Many times, there's an if. If we do God's if, then he does the then. And so it's not about being legalistic, but there is blessing in obedience. And then if you don't obey, you won't see that blessing in your life the way you could if you would have obeyed. Notice Simon didn't see the boat sinking, net breaking breakthrough until he launched out into the deep. So, come on, somebody. And now listen. Now, last thing I want to say is this. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The devil will try to come and say, this is why your life is messed up, and this is why, you know, the enemy's coming in this way and in your family and jacket, because you're not praying enough, you're not believing enough, you're not fasting, you're not praising enough. Listen, the devil is a liar. Your position and what God has provided you doesn't change based upon your performance. But if moving forward you will obey, it allows what God has prepared to be released into your life. Amen. So there's no condemnation. Here's the other thing. Spiritual people never look down on baby Christians or those who have been stuck in adolescence because they haven't done these things. Spiritual Christians encourage. Say, hey, man, keep going. Man, I listen, keep going. Keep praying. Oh, you were at the club last night? Come to church this morning. Come on, somebody. And they're like, oh, my God, how could you? How could you? Right? You judge their outward sin, but then you're full of dead men's bones. Religious people's sins are inward. Right? So we can judge somebody's outward sins, but God's looking at you and say, your sin's worse because you're judging them. Woo, somebody. My God. Got a word from heaven for you. Quit judging. Amen. Amen. Bible says, judge not lest you be judged. All right. So, don't be condemned, no shame, no guilt. All that God is concerned with is right now today, and you can make the decision. God, I may not be the most spiritual person right now, but I'm choosing to take a step towards you. And with every step you take, he takes steps towards you. You draw near to him, he draws near to you, and it's amazing what God can do with a yes. Come on, man. You might be the smartest person in the room. You might have the highest intellect in the room. You might have the greatest financial portfolio in the room, or you might be on the exact opposite end of that. You might not be educated. You might feel like you're from the wrong side of the track. But the good news is
whether you're the smartest and most intellectual person in the room or the one who is not, all God needs is a yes. That's it. God's looking for your yes to move into new places with him, in relationship with him. Come on, if you believe that, somebody say amen. 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 Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Grateful. Grateful for what God's doing here. Thank you, Jesus. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ, we just simply want to give you the opportunity to receive him as your Lord and Savior. His love for you is unconditional and unending. And he's here today. He's here this morning with arms open wide for you, for your family. So if that's you on the count of three, I just simply want you to lift your hand, and we're going to pray a simple but powerful prayer of faith with you that'll change your life forever. Secondly, you say, you know what, Pastor, I've known God, and but I'm far from him. I need to get some things right between me and the Lord. I want to begin to make that journey to a more significant walk with God, to a deeper place in my relationship with Jesus. He's been calling me to a deeper place, and I want to say yes. I want to say yes to that call. On the count of three, either one of those invitations, I simply want you to lift your hand, and we're going to pray with you and pray for you. One, two, three. Lift them up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Anybody else? Yes. Anybody else? Yes. Yes. Anybody else says, yes, that's me. Pray with me. Hallelujah. Come on, I want to wait about five more seconds. If the Lord's speaking to you, glory, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Just lift your hand. Yes, hallelujah, I see your hand. He's good. And his arms are open wide for you this morning. So grateful. Come on, everybody in this place, church, let's pray this prayer together. Say this, say, Father God, forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ died and was raised for my salvation. And I confess Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. Jesus, thank you for paying the price for my sin and for my salvation. So I give you my life because you gave yours for mine. Right now, we turn away from old ways, from sinful ways, and we turn to you. In Jesus' name, use me for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's rejoice with every person that just prayed that prayer. Hallelujah.
This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.